Hi, this is a dictation for fake order, F-A-Y-E-A-R, V-E-L-E-C-T-O-M, E-R, fake order, date of birth 9-22-58, date of accident 5-13-2022, date of service is 8-31-2023. Miss Fake Order is suffering from headaches, pain in the neck, right shoulder, and pain in the lower back. These pains are listed between 5 and 7 on a scale of 1 to 10. The patient does not have any shooting pain to the arms or the legs or the fingers or toes. No tingling numbness is reported. The patient does report 50% improvement in the symptoms. ADLs are affected 7 on a scale of 1 to 10. Rest of the history, ADLs, system review, additional history, substance abuse, compliance history on the chart. Physical examination reveals blood pressure 117 over 58, pulse is 78, pulse ox is 100. Rest of the exam is the same from previous visit of 7-31-2023, dictation number 0807-026. The diagnosis remains the same. The plan is to continue the physical therapies at 2 times per week, focusing on neck and the lower back and the right shoulder. Patient remains disabled for work, housework replacement, and transportation. MRIs have been discussed with the patient. There's more than 50% tendon damage to the supraspinatus on the right shoulder. Along with this, she has a multi-level disc herniation at the cervical and lumbar region, for which lumbar epidural and cervical epidural injections were advised, and injection to the supraspinatus tendon. The patient doesn't want any injection treatment so far. She has not given any consent, and she's improving slowly. She's going chiropractic treatment, acupuncture, massage, and physical therapy. We have discussed the use of infrared laser treatment and also weight loss, exercise, swimming, yoga. We have discussed the need for collagen and calcium, magnesium, vitamin D for buildup. Otherwise, patient is quite stable. Thank you. If she chooses to have an injection of the epidural system or the shoulder, more than happy to do it. She also doesn't want any surgical consultation. They'll be seen in 30 days' time.